Okay.
Be'ezus Hashem b'li'nether. Let's finish Tainus and let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer, Rav David Sieben, Rav Yosef. It's also dedicated by Israel and Stephen Perlich in memory of, it's in honor of the yard site of Israel's mother, Charna Bas Moshe Alexander. We appreciate the sponsorship and in the merit of the learning that we do, the Neshamash Avin Aliyah. I believe that Stephen Katz also wanted to dedicate Le'ili Nishmas. We'll see if Stephen comes on. I don't know if he. Let me just see if he had it over here. 1 second. Let me just see if I had that. Hang on 1 second. Okay, we're gonna mute over here. Good. Okay, 1 second. Let me just see if I can get the cat sponsorship. Shalom cats. Here it is. Let's see if it's in the DAF chat. 1 second. Let me just see what Shalom Katz. I apologize. Is there a name in there? All right, we'll get it later. Question is, can you learn? Here it is. Okay, right. So Shalom just wanted to join in the sponsorship also. Okay. Good. So, of course, we have DAF. We have a few lines of DAF Lamed Aleph to complete tonight. I just want to say a couple of brief introductory words. You know, it's so interesting. One of the two Gemaras in all of Shas, maybe there's three Gemaras, two or three Gemaras maximum in all of Shas that talk about the concept of making a Siyum. And one of them is on this daf. So I could not speak about it. But we learned it actually yesterday. We learned yesterday that there were six reasons for celebration on Tu B'Av. Six reasons. So what was the last celebration? We learned it. What did it say? The sixth reason is, the Gemara says on the top, Rab of Rav Yosef, Da Amri Tarvayu, Yom Shepasku Milichros Eitzim Lama'aracha. The day that they stopped cutting wood for the Mizbeach. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, on Daf Kuf Chof Alef Amid Beis, quotes this idea that on Tu B'Av they completed cutting the Eitzim from the Mizbeach, and the Rashbam in his commentary on Bava Basra says, what was such a big Simcha? Oh, great Simcha. There were no days as great as Tu B'Av was the Beis Simcha, so the Rashbam's language is, the Simcha, Yom Simcha, Shemishalmin Mitzvah Gedola Kazos. Because they had been cutting wood for the Ma'aracha for a few months, and they finished the mitzvah. They completed the mitzvah. And this is a day of great joy. This is one of two Gemaras that this didn't even have to do with learning, but just you complete any mitzvah. So it was a day of great joy. Tu B'Av was a day of great joy because they finished the mitzvah of cutting the wood for the Mizbeach. And there's another Gemara in Shas where Abaye says, Tasili David Yom Tavah L'Rabbanan, I deserve praise because I make a food, I make a party for all the rabbis when I finish a mesechta. That's the more explicit Gemara about learning. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Sefer Yom HaTava L'Rabbanan. There's a Sefer called Yom HaTava L'Rabbanan, which is all about making a siyum. All the lesser Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted there on the very first page in a footnote. I was listening to Rabbi Rosner, talked about this. What's the reason for a siyum? What's the reason making a siyum? Because there's this idea, Hamaschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. You start Tainus, you got to finish Tainus. You start Shas, you got to finish Shas. Call Hamaschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. And then he quotes from his father, the stipler. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes from his father, the stipler Gaon, that his father was always makbid to finish a mesechta, either because once you open a mesecht, it's like a neder. Once you open a mesecht, you start learning it, so it's like a neder that you're going to finish it. And then he says, it's a lack of kavod for the mesechta if you start a mesecht and don't finish it. You start something, you got to finish it. It's a lack of kavod haTorah, he says, not to make a siyum. So he said his father was always makbid, even if he was a Rebbe in yeshiva, and in yeshiva and shir, they covered 10 blot, 15 blot. His father was always makbid on his own to finish the mesechta because you got to have respect for the mesechta. You open the mesechta, so you're only going to do a few pages, not the other pages. What are the other pages going to feel like? They're not as important as the pages that you do.
So Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes from his father, Reb Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, the stipler, that whenever somebody finishes, it's an inyan of Kavod HaTorah. And I have over here the Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo. We actually mentioned this. I don't remember where. Mordechai will probably remember where. But we mentioned this as the Yam Shel Shlomo in his commentary to Baba Kama, where he talks about a siyum, the simcha of a siyum. And he says, V'siyum ha-sefer nami nira b'enai shu sudas mitzvah. He says, it seems to me that a suda, that a siyum is a sudas mitzvah. V'chein rabbi perakol kisvei quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that we mentioned. Dam rabbi tesli. When I see that a rabbi, Abai says, when I see that a rabbi finishes a mesechta, I make a party for the whole yeshiva. I make a party for everybody. When I see somebody finish the mesechta, I make a party for the whole yeshiva. Unbelievable. Says the Yam Shel Shlomo, I think that at a siyum, when they bench, they should make the bracha baruch atah Hashem shas. They should say shas simcha b'ma'ono, like by a chasana. We say shas simcha b'ma'ono, or by a shever brachas. De'ein lecha simcha yoser lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu el a simcha v'rina shel Torah. The greatest simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simcha and rina shel Torah. This simcha is greater than a chasana. It's greater than a chasana. There's no bigger simcha than the simcha of Torah. De'ein laKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam el dalad amas shel halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world, he has nothing else. All he has is the dalad amas shel halacha. De lo yigar mipidyon haben. De lepiras mitzvah ba'almahu. He writes this funny story. He says, v'chein horesi pa'machas halacha l'maisa. The Am Shel Shom says, one time I was at a siyum, and I paskin that in benching, the guy benching should say shasimcha b'mono. He says, I caused a major World War III over the rabbis were arguing with each other. How can you say Shasimcha b'mono? It's not the tradition. We don't do like that. And he says, I realized I made a mistake. I violated the words of my rabbeim. No one ever heard of saying Shasimcha b'mono at a siyum. Only by a chasen pidyon haben yeshtei Shasimcha b'mono. Uva Mila, the Gemara says, you would also say it if not for the pain of the baby. You'd say Shasimcha b'mono by a bris mila. Abo b'mitzvos acheros lo. V'vada kol v'im kabbala v'chasidus v'ech nesakin dafka lo'oysim mitzvah. Why dafka that mitzvah? But he says he really thinks that al pisvara, it makes sense because there's no greater siyam, there's no greater simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the siyam of a completion of mesechta. And one last thing from Rabbi Soloveitchik before we read the last Gemara. This is in the Rishimus Shiurim. Here you see it from Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rishimus on Sukkah. At the very end, Rabbi Soloveitchik writes, or Rabbi Reichman writes from Rabbi Soloveitchik, he writes the very last page. Siyum HaTorah Doresh Seuda V'Simcha. When you finish a part of Torah, you have to have a Seuda and you have to have a Simcha. The Makar, he has a Makar, not from the Gemara, the two Gemaras you mentioned. Then there's a famous Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. It says that Shlomo HaMelech asked Hashem for wisdom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the wisdom. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo, Chachma Sha'altalach, Chayecha, HaChachma, V'amad HaNosan Lecha. And right away Shlomo woke up, and he says, oh my gosh, he all of a sudden knew everything. There was a donkey braying, and he understood what he was saying. There was a bird chirping, he understood. And he came to Yerushalayim, and he stood in front of the Aron, and he brought Karbanos, V'yash Shlomo, V'yash Mishta Lechal Avadav, that he was given the wisdom. Says the Medrash Amar Lazim, Mikanchos and Suda Lagomra Shel Torah. This is a source that you make a Suda when you finish learning. And the Velt asked the Kasha, what do you mean when you finish learning? He just got the Chachma. He didn't finish anything. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said about this Medrash that the real Chashivas of a Siyam HaTorah is not that you just finished Vizos HaBracha Leini Kol Yisrael. The Chashivas is that you start right away with Bereshis Bara. Because what's the point of a Siyam? We just learned the whole Tainus. Oshkoyach. Sit back on your armchair. Look at me. I finished Tainus. No, the point of finishing Tainus is now let's use all the wisdom that we got from Tainus and put it towards Megillah and put it towards the rest of Shas and use all the Chachma and the wisdom that we got from Tainus and apply it to our lives and apply it to our children's lives and apply it to the world. So the Chachma that you got from Asiyam, the Iker Simcha, is the Bereshis Bara. That's the Chashivas. Because it doesn't say by Shlomo HaMelech that he did a siyum. It just says, Shlomo HaMelech was a chasen bracious. He wasn't chasen Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him to give him Lev Chacham and Avon. He gave him the ability to start to learn. That's the greatest simcha. And that's why he says, Rav Salvechik writes over here, that the minhag in the Rishonim was right after finishing Vizos HaBracha, right away you start Bereishis to show that the ikar is not what you just finished. The ikar is to use the wisdom that you just got to start right away the Torah once again. That's what we say to see. What we're saying, Hadron Alach, Hadron, what does Hadron Alach mean? We're going to return to you. Hadron Alach, Titus. Reb Mordechai was crying yesterday. He says, I have to wait 7.5 years now to get to Titus again. I have to wait 7.5 years to get to Titus. So Hadron Alach will return to you. The whole goal of a Siyam is to use the wisdom that you had and apply it forward. And that's why they used to have the minhag in Europe, in Salvation, that whoever got Chasam Torah, he was also the Chasam Bereishis. Rabbi Moshe Fein says when he's a Rav in Chaslavich and Rassian, he refused to get Chasam Torah. He only would go up for Chasam Bereishis, Rabbi Moshe Salavichik. When he came to America, he said it would be a lack of kavod, because in America, the rabbi gets Chasam Torah and the Baal HaBos gets Chasam Bereishis. So it's not a lack of kavod. So the real kavod should be the one who starts the new Torah, and not the one who finishes. And the last point over here, he says, Rav Salvechik asked, all my life, Rav Salvechik never once made a siyum. He never made a siyum. It says over here, Hosef Maran, kol yomai, nimnati milhok siyum, mesechta. Because what? Am I finished learning Timus? I'm really done. I know it cold. I know it backwards. Rav Salvechik said, I never knew anything. I'm always in the middle of learning everything. I'm not done. I'm just in the process. So he never learned anything. And then one time he made a siyum. 10 years with the group in Moriah in Manhattan. He learned brachos for 10 years. So they finished after 10 years of learning brachos. He says, okay, in the honor of the Baal HaBatim who learned basmada, I will participate in this siyum. V'zeh yirek, he says, yamim b'zachos brachos, iman shikilis Moriah in New York. Sheshak shakadnu b'limuta ke'eser shanim. L'chvod anshe akila, she'masru nafshem l'umot b'hasmada rabba. And so I was meichel on my minig not to make a siyum, and I agreed to join in the minig with them. So he says, anyway, that's the idea of a siyum, the idea of finishing. So it's not just, this is not the end, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Baruch Hashem, we're approaching on one-third of Shas. We're catching up soon. We're approaching on one-third of finishing Shas. Who could have thunk it? Who could have thought it? We should all have the wherewithal. We should realize, right, it's a lack of kavod for Shas. We already did a third of Shas. A lack of kavod for the rest of Shas. We got to have kavod for all of Shas. We got to have the koiches. We got to give each other the koiches. Okay, let's complete the Masechta over here. Says the last Gemara that we're up to. We are up to the Gemara that says, Shebahen Binos Yerushalayim. Wow, what was so great about Tubav and Yom HaKippurim? On both of these days, the daughters of Jerusalem used to go out with borrowed kelim and dance, and they would attract men to come out to the fields to get their shiduchim. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Bas Melech, Shoelas Mi Bas Kohen Gadol. So the Bas Melech would borrow kelim from the Bas Kohen Gadol, the girl a little bit under her status. Bas Kohen Gadol, Mi Bas Skan Kohen Gadol. The Bas Kohen Gadol would borrow a white garment from the Skan Kohen Gadol. Bas Skan, Mi Bas Moshuach Melchama, one Madrega less. Who Bas Moshuach Melchama, Mi Bas Kohen Hedger, from a regular Kohen. V'chol Yisrael Shal and Zemi Zeh. And all the Jews would borrow one from another. Kadesh Shalom Levayish Esmisha Ein Lo. Everybody would borrow, so it was not to embarrass anyone who didn't have a white dress. Kol HaKelim Tunin Tefillah, they dipped all of these vessels, they dipped in a mikvah, because one of them might have been Tamei as a Nida, and they didn't want to embarrass the one who had a Nida, so the minhag was to dip all the dresses in the mikvah. Amar Belazar, Afilu Mikupalim Umunachim Bekufsa. Even if it was folded up nicely, it just came from the cleaners, it was brand new, is folded in the box. Nevertheless, you have to dip it in the mikvah. And what would happen? Benos Yisrael Yotos V'cholos B'kramim. The daughters of Israel would go and dance with their white dresses in the circle in the vineyards. Tana Misha Ein Lo Isha Nifna L'Sham. Any man who didn't have a shidduch would go there to try to find his zivug. Ask all the achronim. What kind of shidduch process is this exactly? They would parade the women in their white dresses? What kind of, is this tznius? Is this, Where were the Shadchanim? What was going on over here? Forget about pictures on the resumes. I mean, this is a different level. This is a whole nother story. Why was this considered to be? Yesh Temein. I'm reading here from the Michtam, the Sefer HaMichtam. Others asked the same question as well. The Kolbo, I believe, asked this kash also. Yesh Temein. Why was this okay to do? I mean, on Yom Kippur they did this. Hello? On Yom Kippur afternoon. Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, the women would dance. How is this okay? Shabbanos yichulalu b'kramim v'chola rotsa yavol v'yitel achas mehen. Was like a meat market? They would parade the women there and all the men would go, oh, I'll take one of these, I'll take one of these, I'll take this one, I'll take... What in the world is this? That's what they ask. Benosi Stroll, what kind of business is this? The Ein Zetema, says the Michtam, this is not a wonder. Anyone who had the means to marry off his daughter in the normal way, they would have the normal shiduchim and normal dating process. Anyone who had the means to give their daughter normal clothing and to dress her up and to provide for her, so they wouldn't send their daughters there. Ella, shahayu banos shelo hisien avosein mechoser mamon. Some of them, the family mamish, they were destitute, dirt poor. She didn't even have a dress to buy to be able to go out on a date. Kedei shelo yeshu below zivug al she albina rasheim. Nobody was going to be interested. She didn't have any money. She couldn't provide any dowry. There was no, or whatever it might be, or they were poor. Or they wouldn't get a date. These are the girls who wouldn't get a date. Amru chachamim sheyach pesuhu b'ofen zeh. So the chachamim said this was done to promote these girls to get shiduchim. V'nosaf l'kach hadoros sahem, those generations were ksherim. V'yosin maseim l'shem shemayim. They used to do their maseim l'shem shemayim. So says the Michtam. And the Ritva adds that they used to wear white garments to show that the Yetzirah was far away from them. And they are clean from sin. Like the Pasuk says, B'chaleis yubo'adecha levanim. And the Medrash also says that B'chaleis yubo'adecha levanim in Averus. So therefore the girls would say, as we'll see in a minute, Bachor, sonai necha re'ei, lift up your eyes. And we're not worried about the Yetzirah. And the Meiri writes that if they would agree to marry each other, they would tell the relatives after they got home, back to the house, and they would say, you know, I met this girl today, and we agreed we're going to get married, and they would arrange the shiduchim based on the quick conversations in the circle or outside the circle or whatever it was. Unbelievable. Again, I'm not sure that the answer is better than the question, but Lamaisa, this was an activity that was engaged in to help those girls who Nebuch couldn't find the shidduch. So it was this big, massive shidduch day for the girls who couldn't get a shidduch. They couldn't get a date. So that's why they used to do this. Okay, let's continue. Now, what would the girls say? So this is also really amazing what happened there. Miyuchasas shebehani hayu omros bachor v'chulo. So what did the Mishnah say? The beautiful ones would say Ein Ish El Yofi, and the Miyuchasas Shem Hayomrim Bachor, come look and see. Tanar Banan, Yefefi Yosheb and Mahayu Omros. The beautiful girls, what would they say? Tnu Enechem Liyofi, Shein Ish El Yofi. That Yofi, I think, in this context, aside from the simple pshat, means Yofi also means when something's complete. That the woman would complete the man. That she was somebody who was able to complete him. That's Yofi, means when everything is in its right place. Everything looks exactly where it's supposed to be. Ein Ish El Yofi, she helps complete the man. Miyuchasas Sheben, Mahayu Omros, Tuneichem L'Mishpacha. The ones who weren't so pretty, but they had good Yichus, they would say, Tuneichem L'Mishpacha, look at good Yichus, L'Vishayin Ish El Labanim. That the whole point of getting married is to have children, and having good Yichus helps children. Why? Says the Marsha, She'ein shechina shora el al miyuchasin shev Yisrael. Gemara in Kedushin. Ein shechina shora el al miyuchasin shev Yisrael. So I was sitting next to my brother at a wedding yesterday. So he says he has to say something for Shevet Brachos. So now I'm going to spoil what my brothers are going to say for the Shevet Brachos. So I was thinking, he said, you have something to say? He's thinking, should we have something to say for Shevet Brachos? So I said, interesting here, that in today's Daf Yomi, It says, what's the godless of Yichus? It always bothered me a little bit. What's Miyuchas Hashem? What does the Gemara say? Gemara in Kiddushin, Ein Shechina Shora, Ela Al Miyuchasin Shebi Yisrael. Shechina only rests on someone who has good Yichus. Really? What's that about? I mean, don't we believe that the person is what's important, not the person's Yichus? Since when is Yichus so important? So the Maharsha seems to be alluding to the fact that if a person wants to be a Merkava L'Shechina, if you want the Shechina to dwell in your house, you need a tradition to know how the Shechina dwells in the house. You can't just show up and say, oh, I'm ready for the Shechina. When it says you need Yichus, maybe what it means is you need someone. Again, hopefully it's in the family, but if you don't have it in the family, you have some role model, somebody who taught you, what does it mean to have a couple that the Shechina dwells among them? You can't just wake up and decide to do that. You need Yichus for that. You need Yichus. It's Ein Shechina Shora, El Al Mishpachos Miyuchasos Shebi Yisrael. Miyuchasos means that there was somebody before you that told you about having the Shechina. And there was a grandparent who knew about having the Shechina. There was somebody along the way. I just sat through an Honor Society induction ceremony. Unbelievable. There was 40 kids. 30 of them said, who's the hero in the life? This great-grandfather survived the Holocaust. This grandmother survived the Holocaust. This grandfather, this father. All of them, the kids are really mushba from the fact that someone showed them how it's done. Someone showed them who's the proper role model. How do you accept in the Shechina? So, Ein Isha El Labanim. And if you want the Shechina to be shore in your house and in the house of your children, then you have to have good Yichus. Means you have to have somebody who trained you, who taught you what it means to have the Shechina in your house. So what about the bad, the ugly looking ones? What would they say? So you should focus on Yira Shemayim. But you should also give them good jewelry. And the Mefarshim explain what's this about, that every Jewish woman is really beautiful, and if she's not beautiful, it's just because somebody hasn't dressed them up properly. Someone hasn't given them the appropriate jewelry or the appropriate makeup or the appropriate training, whatever it is. So if you gave the girl the nice clothing, even if she doesn't have beauty, she doesn't have yichus, but if she's a Yirei Shamayim and you dress her up, so she will in fact look beautiful. So if you give her the tachshitim, shatarim zehuvim. And finally, the last Gemara speaks about Amar Ula Bira. Amar Belazar, Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Machol LeTzadikim. I don't know, maybe this Gemara is because we just talked about the girls dancing in a circle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, La'asad Lav is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim, V'hu Yoshed Beinayim Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make all the Tzadikim into a circle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be sitting in the middle of them in Gan Eden. We don't know what this means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a form. But anyway, V'chol Echad V'echad Mare Be'etzba'o. And all the tzaddikim are going to point with their fingers at the Ribbono Shel Olam in the middle, and they're going to say, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam that we hoped for throughout the whole Gullus, that we hope to be able to see. And they're going to say, Sh'ne'emar V'omar Bayom Ahu Hinei Elokeinu Zeh. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivinu Lo. This is what we were hoping for and praying for and believing in our whole lives. V'yoshienu. Ze Hashem Kivinu Lo. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam that we have looked for. Ze Hashem Kivinu Lo. Nagila v'nismacha b'yishuaso. And we are so rejoicing over the fact that we're so rejoicing over the fact that he has finally delivered us. And just one idea on this last point. Why a circle? Why the tzaddikim in a circle? In Gan Eden. So a circle means a lot of things. First of all, one thing that a circle means is that in a circle, anyone who knows anything about math, which for sure excludes me, but anyone who knows anything about math knows that in a circle, all the points on a circle are equidistant from the center. Which means, when it comes to Torah and Yira Shamayim, every Jew has exactly the same ability to get exactly the same close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ask me and you why we weren't like Moshe Rabbeinu or of Salvechik or any of the great tzaddikim. He's just going to ask us to be the best us that we can be. And the best me that I could be and the best you that you could be is the same as the best Moshe Rabbeinu. We're all equidistant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're all exactly, that's what a circle is. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machal et tzadikim, right? Like the Mesil Sesharim in this last page says that the guy who's a garbage collector, who's a Yirei Shamayim, who's Kavei Itim L'Toyra, gets the same portion in Olam Haba as the biggest Rosh Yeshiva of the biggest Yeshiva. So says the Mesilas Yesharim in his last page of his book. So that's one thing, a circle. A circle means that everybody has equal access. And also a circle, if you're missing one little piece of the circle, so then you have no circle. So having is the tzaddikim aren't going to get to that circle by themselves. The tzaddikim are going to be there part of a chevra around the circle. You need a circle, you have to have a whole chevra there. It's not just going to be one. All of Klal Yisrael, all the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael are going to be in that circle. And we're also in a circle over here. We're also in a circle around the table over here. Our circle that has the Ribbono Shel Olam in the middle, that has the Torah in the middle, that we all sit around the table every morning, and each of us contributes the same amount. Each of us is part of the same circle. And each of us is pining and yearning and hoping for that day that we'll be in that circle of tzaddikim, pointing at the Ribbono Shel Olam. And hopefully, the more Torah we learn, we'll become the best version of ourselves, and we'll be able to be just the same distance away in that circle as Moshe Rabbeinu, as the tzaddikim of all the generations. We should be zocheh to finish Shas together. We should be zocheh to continue to learn Torah together. And we should be zocheh in good health for us and our families to continue in the Mesorah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all the holy Tanaim and Amoraim, they have this chus to study each day that we speak about in the Hadron. Hadron Alach b'shloisha prakim uslikala meseches tainis. Everyone's welcome to join me. You're welcome to join me in the Hadron. Hadron Alach meseches tainis v'hadron chalon. Datan Alach meseches tainis v'datan chalon. Lo nisim v'shach meseches tainis l'sish shivinon. Lo ba'amadim lo ba'amadasi. Hadron Alach meseches tainis v'hadron chalon. Datan Alach meseches tainis v'datan chalon. Lo nisim v'shach meseches tainis l'sish shivinon. Lo ba'amadim lo ba'amadasi. Hadron Alach Meseches Tanis Hadron Chalon Datan Alach Meseches Tanis Datan Chalon Lo Sishne Minach Meseches Tanis Lo Sishne Minon Lo Ba'amadim Lo Ma'amad Asi Yatsom Fanechan El Heinil Ve El Hei Abuseinu Shetei Sarascha Oman Osei Malam Azeh Tei Iman Lo Lama Abba Chanini Bar Papa Rami Bar Papa Nachman Bar Papa Achoy Bar Papa Abba Mari Bar Papa Rafram Bar Papa Rochish Bar Papa Surcha Bar Papa Adar Bar Papa Dor Bar Papa Harav Na Nel Heinis Tvei Sarascha Befino Vio Samcha Beis Yisrael Vinyak Kolon Nachtam V'Setzei V'Setzei Amcha Beisau Kolon Yodei Shmecha V'Lom Dei Sarasecha Me Oivai Tchakmini Mitzosecha Hili Olam Hili Yihila Bi Yisamim Kol Hakach Laman Lo Yivosh Lo Olam Lo Eshkach Pikudecha Ki Vam Chi Yisana Ruch Atar Adonai Lam Deini Chukecha Amen 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 Selavad Modim Anachmu Fanechan Elohen Eloseinu She Sabda Chalken Miyoshe Beisam Edesh Lo Sabda Chalken Miyoshe Karno Shana Mashkim Hei Mashkim Ano Mashkim Dibre Toira Vehei Mashkim Dvar Mtei Mano Amen Vehei Amen Mano Amen Kab Mitzchar Vehei Amen Vehei Kab Mitzchar Ano Ratsim Hei Ratsim Anaratzim chayel ma vehem ratzim leishach shnei ma v'tadim atolim tovidim leishach zan shidom mima leishim yimani yachtak boch. Yesu mfenachad ala hai shem shazadayin saim meseches tainis. Kein taz reinu haskim meseches lesvar mechem saimim. Lil modu lami lishov lasuz lakayim. Es kol dirvi samot ezecha ba'ava. Zuchus kol atanav amram v'sam yidich chom yamali lzari. Shloi tomash atorah mipi. Umipi zari v'zera zari ad olam. V'skayim bi besalecha tanchos ha'bishach b'cha tishmur alecha v'akitzos ha'isis yichecha. Kivi Uru Yomecha Yisiv L'Chosh Nuschaim Orech Imam B'Yinah U'Smolo U'Shev U'Chavod Adai Oz Amo Yitain Adai Berach Zemo Ba'Shalom Yizgadal V'Yizgadash Shmei Rabba Yaman Wasa Tzad Delachi Yom Yisaya V'Lasav Yosef L'Chayom V'Lumim Nekar Tadu Yishlein V'Shachlo Heichol Abgabe V'Lumeka B'Lchon Rafa Menar V'Lasav V'Lchon Adu Yishmai L'Asev Yaman Kuch B'Yichu Mam Tzivi Karei
Mazel tov, 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 mazel tov
Take a little food. Maybe we can hear some divrei chizuk from the rabbi. If we have a few, anyone who has to leave, obviously you can leave. Obviously, but maybe we'll hear some divrei chizuk from the rabbi.
It's good. Everyone prepare for the fast day.
That's right. That's right. We got to prepare for the fast day.
Everyone prepares with cookies and cakes and all sorts of delicious things. Make a shackle.
Had a lot of boys over the house. Had a lot of.
Amen. Are we starting tomorrow?
Megillah.
Okay, excited.
Megillah.
Nothing cheerful like Megillah.
We talked at the Ram Shoshlom about Siyam. Shamsimcha b'ma'ono.
Yeah.
Thanks. Harav. Harav Dov Ben Yamin Ben Shneir Zalman Dun. HaKohen, I'm sorry. Harav Dov Ben Yamin HaKohen Ben Shneir Zalman Dun.
Okay,
thanks for coming. Yaakov, Ruben.
That's a hard one. 3 Ben 2, 2 Ben 3. With a Kain. I was thinking it's ironic. Do you make Nisim and Mesechus Tainis in the night before Tainis? I don't know if anyone spoke about this. You mention this? No? Is it an irony? You're making a siyum on a tainus the night before a tainus. So I was thinking about it today because I have something I was working on this afternoon. That really the tainus starts tonight. Or at least fundamentally, the day of the tainus already tonight. Believe it or not, the Vilna Gaon quotes that there's some more machmer to fast already tonight. Thank God we don't have that custom. If we had that custom, we'd be in trouble for all the minor fast days, so to speak. The minor fast day wouldn't be so minor. There would be major fasts. Wouldn't just be Tishrei B'Av and Yom Kippur. It means all the other fast days would be the same way. Sabbat Teves, Shabbat Batamas, we would fast the night before as well, because the halachically, there's already at least a kernel of the I was a fast day. You can drink that also. That's my water, but if you want, you can share it. If
you want. It's funny. I think I already drank half of it.
But the fast day, it's nice. I was thinking, what an irony. Here we are on the night of the fast day. Tonight is the, tonight's the night of Asar B'Tevis. After all, it is Asar B'Tevis this evening. And we're making a siyum on Maseches Tainis. And, the purpose of, as I'm sure you will remember from all the various sugyas, as little as it is the halacha l'maisa from all the fast days that are rain related and so on and so forth, but the crux and the kernel of the whole of the mesechta is that a fast day is supposed to move us towards tshuva. So on the night as we're going toward into the day of Asar B'Tevis, which is a day of tshuva, so we celebrate a siyum on Maseches Tainis, and we learn the lesson of the mesechta. The lesson of the mesechta is that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'es tzara. So that's an appropriate lesson at all times. There's machlokas harishonim where the tefillah b'zmanazeh, the tefillah shaloba es tzara,
is a daraisa. And daf beis.
Okay, there you go.
Tainis daf beis. How do you know you say mashav ruach b'tefillah? Gemara says ulavdo b'chol levavchem and asati b'tarayzchem b'ito. Tainis daf beis.
Okay, there you go.
So ulavdo b'chol levavchem. That's the Rambam's makkah. The tefillah is daraisa.
So okay, very good. So I didn't have that in mind, but I'm saying, but they say that the Gdol say that even if you assume the tefillah is fundamentally the Rabbanan, but we're always in an Eis Tzara. Who's not in an Eis Tzara? If you don't, we do in a macro level or a micro level or communal level, we're always in an Eis Tzara one way or another. So that means the tefillah is the Raisa. So the lesson of the fast day is that obviously one of coming together. That's a core component of a fast day. And the idea in a fast day is it's a day of tshuva. That's why when you get stuck on a fast day, you're supposed to have in mind that Mishtaburu quotes al miyat chelbi v'dami, that everyone Kamenetsky is always losing weight, but for most of us we're usually gaining weight. So if you're gaining weight, so the one way to lose weight is in the day of a fast day. So you say instead of the calories that I'm going to put on today by eating whatever junk I eat, so the meal chalbi v'dami, that should be, that goes, it's stuck on with the lunch money, so to speak. That's going to be my tshuva. I'm not eating, the money's going instead to some good cause, some tzedakah cause. So a day of Asar B'Tevis is a day of tshuva. Mitzvah Hashem, the lessons learned in Maseches Tainis, the lessons of Achdus, the lessons of tshuva, Mitzvah Hashem will be able to implement them as we go to the day of Atinus, but while we're celebrating the fact that we do come together. Every time I come back to this Yisod, the importance of learning b'chavura, people learning together and growing together and siyuming together. It's all part of the package. Ruth Hashem, you'll continue to learn many, many more mesechtas together.
Amen. It's also in Tainus. The Torah is like fire.
Okay.
You need two sticks to put them together. Okay, so the Torah is also, you have to learn with the Rebbe. You have to learn.
It's all everything's in Maseches Tainus. It's all Maseches Tainis.
You gain some weight.
Oh, there you go. Break the rules.
The status of the Shabbos.
That's the status of the Shabbos. It does. It's Surah Mitzvah. Right? Okay.
I mean, people, it's late. People, for me, it's not late, but it's probably late for some other guys. We'll bench. Take just two more bites. We'll bench and we'll set you free. I got to start preparing Megillah. You think I looked at Megillah yet?
Megillah that base.
It's been crazy. Yeah. Okay.
Megillah that base. Baruch Hashem.
This is good stuff. Everybody's willing to take some. Take some.
No carbs, I think, is the right way. Right? Doctor, is that the best way to prepare for a fast day? Carbs?
Yeah, run is the best prepare. Yeah.
What?
Give the energy.
There you go, son. Everyone should
have
carbs.
Works for me every day.
What?
We have a minion? We haven't stolen a minion? Okay. Shir Malos. Sudas Mitzvah.
Sudas Mitzvah.
Shira malos b'shuv Adonai, Shira siyona yinu kekomu, Chaz yimales chakbinu, Shoneinu rina, Chaz yamru v'agoyim, Yirana netvasasim eilek, Chalasasim anu, Yinu simech,